Kate and Natasha Trusova crossed paths with my wife Charlotte and I recently with our company Exactly Zero. They founded their company, Kiwi EcoBox, in April of 2020, right in the heat of the pandemic. It's a company whose mission is to help people adopt the zero-waste lifestyle easily by providing a monthly subscription to receive a variety of these kinds of products at their door, sourced from all over the U.S. Based in Austin, Texas, they saw a prime opportunity to start a company even though it was during the pandemic because they noticed a big uptick in purchases of things that create a lot of wasteful packaging. The timing was perfect, and they're quickly growing into a company that can make a big environmental impact on the world. If you're interested in learning more about the zero waste movement, check out Kiwi EcoBox on Instagram, kiwiecobox.com, and their online store at kiwiecoshop.com. Enjoy the listen. Excellent. Well, yeah, I'm really glad to get the chance to talk with both of you. Actually, I had originally thought it was going to be Kate and Natasha, your sister, came along too. And yeah, just really glad to get to know the both of you a little bit better. And you got some amazing stuff going on with your company. So let's just start with a little bit about what your company does. What's the name of your company again?
It's a Kiwi EcoBox.
Kiwi EcoBox. All right. And what's that all about? What's Kiwi EcoBox about?
Kiwi EcoBox, it's a zero-waste subscription box, which helps people to start a journey towards a sustainable lifestyle. Every month, the person receives a box with different eco-friendly goods. Plastic-free, biodegradable, compostable, and some items that they can replace their plastic item that they have for plastic-free items.
Okay. Very, very cool. What was it?
I think I think the idea was to make it easier to start zero-waste living and to help people build zero waste routine.
Okay. That is good. I know that sometimes it seems like there's a high barrier of entry. Like people know that they maybe should be living that way, but it's like, oh my goodness, I got to change everything I'm buying, start from scratch, go to all different stores and stuff. So it can be a big deal. What was it that made you decide to start the company up?
Yeah, exactly what you just mentioned. When I started myself to live more sustainable, I started to look up for different goods that I want to have. And it was actually hard for me to find them. I looked at the store, they were not in the store. I had to look up online, and the prices were, unreasonable high. And I wanted to find something affordable and that I could buy, for example, on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And the main problem, that it was hard to find stuff. And that time I was thinking that if it's so hard to find for me, how it might be hard for other people. And here in America, I'm from Ukraine, by the way, and I moved to US 4 years ago. And I was surprised how everything here in US made, how everything is made is convenient. Like everything is so fast, like the stores located close to each other, so everything should be fast, convenient for people. Stop by, get and go, stop by, get and go. And it appears that with zero waste stuff, it's hard to do that because you cannot buy it in the store, you have to look up online, and it takes time. So the idea was to, I was thinking that, okay, maybe we have to create something that would help people to get those products fast, that they would become more accessible for people. So that's when the, I don't know, something glimpsed in our mind, and we decided to go in this direction.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, there's a, so the idea of a subscription box is a really unique business model. And I've seen, there's a couple things around here in the US that I've seen. There's one called, what is it? I think it's called Fruit My Cube. And it's basically for, it's for the corporate world where they're like, hey, you know, we will ship you a box of all different kinds of fruit. And it's, you know, different kinds of apples and bananas and oranges and stuff that you can't normally get in stores because they don't keep as long, right? And I had some of those and I'm like, dang, this is some pretty good stuff. And it would never have been accessible to me. Like, they make apples that have like a spicy flavor to them. I never knew that was even a thing. So, you know, yeah, that subscription box where you take all kinds of things, put it together and put it in a nice box and zing, send it out is really cool. It's really cool. Well, so I imagine that starting a business is not the easiest thing in the world. So do you both have stories about like what some of the major challenges were that you overcame as you're building out your dream?
Natasha, do you want to step in on that?
Well, you know, we started in last year in April when it was just beginning of COVID and a lot of people were frustrated. Mm-hmm. But I think it was for us like advantage and disadvantage. First, I would say advantage because people start to spend more time online. And so also they were trying, you know, like, I mean, in terms of like, for example, of getting new customers, it was easier because we all advertisements we do online, but also like from other side, like in terms of demand, right? People starting to spend more time at home. They also started to order more takeaway. They started to eat more, dine in, and so like do more grocery shopping. So I think people naturally understand that how much they spend time or like how much money they spend on all these like plastic things. And also, you know, like because if people like, you know, want to make their routine easier, so it's really helped us. And then, you know, I mean, also I guess we had, because of pandemic, it was easier in terms of time because we both have like full-time jobs and, you know, and during pandemic, for example, from my side, I was almost like had 100% of my time free. So I could, you know, like really work on our project. But since summer, I restarted my job. So and now I have less time. And sometimes it's hard to balance, you know, like to find time for everything. And
from my side, I would add that I never had any experience in the business before. My background is international economic relations. And to do business here in US, it was something completely new to me. And to understand all the rules and patterns and all the documents, certificates that you have to file, taxes, returns, reports, that was some challenge for me, I remember at the beginning, because I couldn't obtain EIN number. I don't remember what kind of struggle I had, but just to obtain basic stuff, I don't know, or like my address didn't want to fill in or something like that. And it was hard to get even those basic stuff. I mean, first you have to know what does EIN even means, right? Like if you're not dealing with a business, you don't have even idea probably what is that. So yeah, it's, I would say, I wanted to improve somehow my knowledge. I wanted to, before starting the Kiwi EcoBox, I was thinking to go to some digital marketing school and learn something about business or business administration. And here with the Kiwi, I think that it's learn as you go. I learned for this 10 months or 9 months or 11 months that we started in, I learned so many things, and good that I learned it from practical side too, not only from theory how to build business, but it's learn as you go. But those were some major challenges for me at the beginning, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I've been here in the US my whole life, and I can tell you, it's not easy for us either. I don't know why we make it so stinking difficult to start businesses. You would think they'd make it easy because, wow, they're helping the economy. But yeah, some of these things you run into and you're like, I didn't even know I needed that. Like, what even is that? I struggled with the EIN number myself too. And I'm like, what is that? I'm a consultant. I'm Michael Fritchus. I do the thing, you know, like, why do I have this number? But yeah, you got to jump through all kinds of hoops and stuff. But you're right. It really comes down to just learning as you go. And I think you get in this mindset of we're just going to succeed, and every obstacle we run into, we're going to figure out a way around, over, or through it. So it's right there.
Yeah, I would just add that to be not a native speaker is always, I don't know, more challenging because you have no idea what those words even means, you know? And I think that maybe I would love to go, actually, I was thinking to go to school, like just to elementary school, or I don't know, like high school, middle school, just to, I don't know, maybe they teach that in school, because I don't know where otherwise. I mean, of course, you can go to the lawyer, you can pay fee and get it all done for you. But with our mindset, as we know that, okay, you can learn something, you can go online, research, and do it by your own. And that's what us, that was our way.
And also with our budget, because we funded the project ourselves, and you know, like, I mean, you can always make things easier with some professional services like lawyers, accountants, and so on, but it's gonna cost you.
Yeah, it definitely will. Well, I hate to break it to you, but no, they don't teach that stuff in school here either. You gotta go into like college, or I guess when you get to high school, they have a program called DECA, which they have a lot of kids that want to learn that sort of stuff, then that's the direction they go. But they don't teach that by default. They don't teach accounting, they don't teach taxes, they teach, you know, here's how to diagram a sentence. It's like, when am I ever going to use this in the real world, right? Everything I learned about business, I learned in a trial by fire, you know, just like you all have. Mm-hmm. So well, what do you wish someone...
What was for you the biggest challenge?
Oh, me? Well, at the start, it was just starting, beginning, you know. There was always this, I want to start a business. And I've got a business. I know, you know, we're talking with each other about the Exactly Zero. That's the thing that my wife and I have. I've got my own business called Arch DevOps, and it's technology, software, nerd stuff. But the biggest thing in both of those areas actually is just starting. You know, you always think, oh, I'm going to do it wrong. I'm going to screw something up. The government's going to get me, and they're going to take all my money if I fill out a form wrong, right? Kate's laughing because, I mean, you probably had the same thought, like, oh my goodness.
I was preparing the tax return, and I was thinking that, okay, I'll do it by my own. And anyway, I'm pretty sure I made so many mistakes, but I don't know how to check. And I'm just thinking that, okay, it's not like a millions, billions, yep, whatever.
Yeah. It's scary because that fear of, oh, what if I mess this up? And then you do it, and then it's like, all right, well, if I messed it up, if I did, then let's cross that bridge when we come to it. And people aren't out to get us. They aren't out to get you. They want to help. They genuinely want to help. They're there to serve. So I had to learn to like give people the benefit of the doubt and say, all right, well, you know, if I messed up, let me know how I can fix it and go from there. And it's made life a whole lot easier, a whole lot easier. It's like we get in our own way, you know, our minds get in our own way. They're our own worst enemy. So,
yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yep. Well, what do you wish someone had told you about building a business 5 years ago? I know you've only been doing this less than a year, but you know, 5 years ago, you know, is there something that somebody could have told you that would have made things a lot easier now?
I think start earlier.
Start
5 years ago.
I hear that.
I think that everything goes how it should go. And if I look back 5 years ago, I don't think that I was in that path, or my mind wasn't going in that direction that time. Mm-hmm. And I think that everything comes in the right time. And I remember that we talked before about doing something, and we actually tried to do something, but it didn't work out how we want it to be. And I don't know, I would say that right now was a perfect time to start, mentally for me personally. And I think that I was despite that I had zero education in business, I didn't know anything how it works. It started everything from scratch, from zero. But my mind was ready for that. And I wish just that 5 years ago, maybe my biggest dream would be that I would go to a US university and study here, because I believe I could receive a better education. I could have better English skills. My English would be better, and it would help me a lot with the business too. I could better understand American culture, and that's maybe would be the only one reason that if I look back, what would I change? That I would get my education here. And but business wise, I don't think that 5 years ago I was ready for that. No, I think that everything comes in the right time.
It does. Everything comes in the right time. I like that. And I agree. I agree with that. Things seem to just line themselves up, and you're not early, you're not late, you're right there. I should really take that question out of the list, because, you know, if I look back 5 years ago, it's like, I wouldn't have been ready to do the kind of stuff I'm doing now then, you know. It's like living life with regrets. Oh, shoot, I missed that opportunity. If I should have done this, you know. So yeah. I'm probably going to take that out of the list.
No, I think
how long your business existing?
The one that Charlotte and I have, exactly zero, is been around for, I want to say, a couple months. We're just now starting. My business, Arch DevOps, has been around for almost 6 years. And it started off, it was just me. And now I've got a business partner. We've got a team of people that we work with to do cool software projects. But it's been a wild ride, let me tell you. It's like, sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm just barely hanging on, you know, but it's just been an adventure. So yeah,
amazing. That's amazing. I always got inspired by people who started something and who didn't afraid to overcome their fear or came their fear and started something by themselves. Because that's a challenge. That's definitely a challenge to step up from confidence. Mm-hmm. When you're having just job which pays you month to month, and you know that, okay, at the end of the month, whatever happened, I receive my paycheck, to step up from that and take the risk, and especially to hire someone, that's that's even bring more responsibility.
Yeah
so I always admire those people.
Well, I'll tell you a secret. It's less about overcoming the fear. Like, there's always fear back there. There's always fear in the back of your mind. I guess the difference is that some entrepreneurs know how to use that fear as fuel, and they can use it to do some really awesome things, you know, push themselves past what they're capable of. The fear is never going to go away. There's always going to be some new challenge that, oh my goodness, like if we don't do X, you know, then we're in trouble kind of thing. But if you look back, if, you know, a year from now, you look back, the kinds of things that really just freak you out, that scare you, are like a ton worse than the things that equally freaked you out a year prior. So you kind of grow. Yeah. So you end up growing as a result. You're like, your tolerance for risk increases. You realize, wow, I can pretty much run with scissors and nothing bad is going to happen, you know? And if it does, hey, we're two smart ladies. We'll figure it out. I can't say that because I'm not a lady. So, you know,
so how is it for you to do business with your wife?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I find myself, because I mean, I've been doing business for over 5 years, and there are things that are happening now with exactly zero when it comes to supply chain and logistics and procurement and stuff like that, where she's got some of the same fears that I had early on when I started Arch DevOps. And part of me is like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But I also know, like, this is a really good learning experience for her. So I don't want to take that from her. And it's just really, it's a beautiful thing seeing her grow, you know, and our marriage is being strengthened in different ways that, you know, I mean, everything's fine. We love each other. We're not having problems or anything, but this, like, the working together and knowing, like, okay, she's good at this stuff and I'm good at this stuff, and we're handing things over to each other. Like, she's amazing at making laundry sticks and soap, and then coming up with ways to be like, okay, well, right now I can make 20 of these in a batch. What if I can make 100? I'm going to design a mold. She designed a mold. I was going to send you a picture of it the other day, and she's like, no, let's send Kate a picture when we're actually making the sticks. I said, okay. But she designed this mold to make like 100 laundry sticks at a time, and a knife
by herself
thing. Yeah, she designed it. Well, there's a guy at church that actually built it out for us. So he's like a woodworker, metal worker, tinkerer, you know, and she gave him the plans and he just made it and brought it by yesterday. I came out and I'm looking and it's like sitting on the floor. I'm like, well, that just happened. And she's like, yeah. So I'm like, what in the world? But yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, we're learning a lot about each other. We're going through challenges together, but it's cool doing this with somebody else, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing. And especially when you invent something and when you see how you grow, how you create something new, it just, I don't know, as for me, it gives me some personal kudos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I did something good. I did something better. Every day, wake up every day and be better than you were yesterday. That's my goal, my motto. And yeah, just you think that it's a small thing, but it makes you laugh. It makes you happy. And that's the most important thing.
It is. It is. And it's a lot of fun.
And especially when other, like, when, you know, like, you think that you created something small, but then other people, they like it and they admire it. They tell you, thank you. You know, like, you, when you know that you really did something and you help someone, even like. Their life.
Right, exactly.
Really
exactly.
Inspires.
Yep. Well, as we wrap up here, I mean, I always want these podcast episodes to be something that can draw some attention to you. So how would people reach out if they were interested in learning more about the zero waste lifestyle, or maybe they want to buy a box? You know, how would they go about doing that?
We have our Instagram channel where we post a lot of information about sustainable lifestyle. It's a Kiwi Eco Box. And our webpage, it's kiwiecobox.com. We also have a page. We also have a store, online store, not a subscription box, but just a eco store. It's kiwiecoshop.com. So if someone interested in a zero waste product, they can always go to the webpage, Kiwi Eco Box subscription, a Kiwi Eco Shop online store, and find what they want. If they want to reach out to us, it's always the best way to email us at hello@kiwiecobox.com or send us a message through Instagram. We always reply, we try to reply to everyone, and we've been, as I told before, very active on the Instagram.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Natasha, are you going to come to the U.S. or are you going to hang out in the Ukraine? Like, what's the plan? What's the plan?
Oh, well, I don't have a visa at the moment. And now the embassy is still not open for, like, you know, for appliers for new visa. Okay. And so that's why it's kind of like on hold one, but I hope once, you know, like pandemic will be over and, you know, like world will be open again. Yeah. I guess I'll come.
Oh, I guess you'll come. Okay. You gotta be decisive. Come on. You gotta boom. Let's come.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not everything depends. I mean, you know, with US, it's a little bit different, you know, mm-hmm. and like now with immigration, visas and everything, you know, I don't want to touch any political like topics, but you know, I mean, now maybe it will be different.
Yeah. I'm not going to scare her and tell her that political stuff's always going on. That'll just be between you and me. Okay. We won't tell her that, but yeah, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you come. And where Kate is, I mean, I don't know if you're planning on and coming and being there with her, but Texas is awesome. It's like,
where are you based, Michael?
Oh, I'm in St. Louis. So I'm probably, I want to say,
close to Chicago, right?
Yeah, it's close to Chicago. So we're about, I think we're like 5 hours away from Chicago. We're southwest of there. So mm-hmm. we're pretty much like, you know, if you just look at like the continental U.S., we're like bang right in the middle. So, mm-hmm. you know, you can find the Mississippi River, you can find St. Louis.
You been to Austin?
I have. I've been there. I've been to San Antonio. I've been to, what is the name of that?
Houston, like a, Dallas.
Well, there's like an island. There's like an island off the coast of Texas, and I'm having a brain
Galveston.
Fart.
Galveston.
Yes, that's the one, Galveston. We've been there. That was like my second time ever being to a beach, and it's like, this is freaking awesome. I love this. Let's do this again.
And you should come to Austin again because now we will have physical location.
Yes.
Very yeah, we cool. just opened our new office. We're just trying to set up everything in there. So also for everyone who is in Austin, Texas, they can feel free to stop by and get some products. They can touch it and decide if they want it or not. It's, yeah, since we started in, it's been almost a year and we are ready to move into the new office, and we're so excited about that.
That is cool. You know, there's something interesting that happens when you have like a physical location like that. It's like, all right, you know, I know the pandemic has really thrown a big wrench into things where people can't co-locate together because, oh, you might get sick and die. But you know, once this is over with, it's like you do some really cool things. So, well, I'm glad to learn more about your story and how you got started and what the future holds, and just keep doing what you're doing. The world needs it. All right.
Thank you, Michael, so much for having us today. Thank you for the invitation. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Anytime, anytime. Well, good meeting you, Miss Natasha, and good to see you again, Kate. And I guess I'll catch you when this gets scheduled to go live pretty soon. All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
did you hear this episode and go, wow, I'm a founder and all my friends keep telling me I should get on a podcast. Would I be a fit? Yes. Yes, you would. Every single person who steps out of their comfort zone to build their dream has an amazing story to share. And this is the platform for you to do that. If you want to talk about your dream, what led you to start your endeavor, what successes you've had or challenges you've been pitted against, this is the podcast for you. So head on over to archdevops.com/podcast to find out how to get on, and also check out our free tip sheets on guesting or even hosting your own podcast. This is Fritz, your host, hoping to meet you on the other side of the hot mic at ArchDevOps.